Hi, it's time for the check-in for community connection and conversation over the airwaves. I'm Janet Sagidi. The holiday season 2020 has arrived, ready or not, and with it comes not only lights and traditions of the season, but also, for many of us, a lot of pressure, and this year, probably a sense of loss. We get that. A big challenge also this year has been divisions in our culture, and holidays and faith communities are all about coming together. So today on the check-in, we'll check in with each other and with three interfaith leaders in our community to talk about connecting with people and the traditions we love during the holidays. What are you looking forward to about this holiday season? Do you have a favorite tradition or ritual that you look forward to? And will that be changed this year? Or are you starting any new traditions? Let us know. Call us at 573-882-4991. You can join us 573-882-4991 on the check-in right after this. This is The Check-In. Welcome. I'm Janet Sagidi. Today we're talking about holiday traditions. The holiday season is upon us, like it or not. How is this going to look this year in a time where we might not be able to be around our loved ones and do the things that we usually do? Let us know, what are the rituals that you look forward to with the holiday season? Are you just ready to get it over with this year? Or are you looking for ways to incorporate the food, the music, the lights? Are you starting some new traditions in these very strange times that we're in, very challenging times that we're in? Let us know what you think about the holidays and your traditions, what you're going to miss, what you're maybe incorporating that's new. You can join our discussion today, 573-882-4991. Again, that's 882-4991 here to join us on the check-in. You can also tweet us at check-in_KBIA. Let us know on Twitter what you're thinking, and we'll incorporate that into our discussion. And today we have with us three interfaith leaders. You know, a lot of the holidays, a lot of our lives, our rituals are experienced in our faith community. So we wanted some interfaith leaders in our community to help us kind of sort through, hopefully provide some guidance. I know that all of us here at KBIA and on the check-in need it. And so we're looking forward to connecting with all of you today and our three interfaith leaders. First, we have Rabbi Philip Cohen from Congregation Beth Shalom. Rabbi Cohen recently arrived in Columbia from North Carolina. He's studied fiction, interestingly, and also has a doctorate in Jewish thought. Rabbi Cohen, welcome to the check-in.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. We also have with us today Imam Shakir Hamoudi from the Islamic Center of Central Missouri. He's been with us on the check-in before, and he's back. He's also a former Columbia business person who has given lectures at MU about racism and diversity from an Islamic perspective. Imam Hamoudi, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And also with us today, we have Pastor Carol McIntyre from First Baptist Church in Columbia. She's been a pastor at First Baptist since 2012. Pastor McIntyre, your first check-in with us. Thanks so much for being here.
It's so good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm looking forward to our discussion. Let me just remind our listeners as well, we're talking about faith and community during the holidays. Also, your traditions, your rituals, what are you looking forward to? Maybe you can just share what you're not looking forward to. Our interfaith leaders here are used to hearing complaints and problems. So bring your problems, bring your suggestions, bring your inspirations to the conversation, and feel free to join us at 573-882-4991. That's 882-4991, and you can tweet us at check-in_KBIA. First of all, for Rabbi Cohen, Pastor McIntyre, and Imam Hamoudi, I'd love to hear from each of you what this time of year usually looks like for your members. We've got a really cool interfaith discussion here. So why don't you just describe for us with your various faith communities what the holidays tend to look like and what you are expecting to be different this year. Pastor McIntyre, do you want to start us off?
Sure. This is a really, of course, important time of the year for us as Christians when we celebrate the coming of the birth of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so the season for us is usually filled with special worship services. You know, on Sundays, our sanctuary is decorated for Christmas with lots of liturgical art. And the first Sunday of the Christmas season, we usually have a hanging of the green where the church participates in decorating for the season. We also always have a Christmas Eve service at 11 p.m. on Christmas Eve, which is one of the most special times of the year for us and probably our one of our highest attended services of the year. This also has a connection with Congregation Beth Shalom, and I haven't actually had a chance to meet the rabbi yet, but Congregation Beth Shalom actually every year also brings us treats on Christmas Eve. They bless us with wonderful homemade cookies and other treats and a cider on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Yeah, Rabbi Cohen, have you heard of this yet?
I'm afraid this is new. I mean, are we doing it this year? Have we talked about
we're not going to be meeting on Christmas Eve in the same way this year, so probably not.
Yeah. I guess that's why it hasn't come up. I'm sorry I haven't heard about it, and I'm sorry we haven't met yet. Look forward to it.
Okay.
Well, you're meeting now, and we're talking about the Christmas cookie tradition now, so maybe some version of that will actually happen. That's awesome. Pastor McIntyre, go ahead and continue with what holidays usually look like. Those Christmas Eve services, that's just sad that you can't do that this year. That's really such a special time, I know. Are you going to do some version of it and the other traditions that you have this year?
Yeah, so of course we're worshiping online like a lot of congregations are right now, so we're continuing to do that on Sundays.
Yes.
And then for Christmas Eve, our church made the decision that we are going to gather on Christmas Eve outside. And we've kind of said, no matter how cold it is, put on your snow clothes.
Yeah.
And we're going to gather on the front lawn of the church at 5 p.m., not 11, so maybe a little warmer then. And, you know, just, of course, everybody will be masked and we'll space out and all of that. But just to have some time to be together and to sing carols and, you know, hear the scripture readings. And and one of our favorite things about that service is that we always close the service by singing Silent Night and we light candles, you know, and gather kind of around the sanctuary. So we're going to do that on the front lawn as well. Another thing we're doing that's kind of different this year is that this year we're also incorporating a Blue Christmas service. This is an opportunity for us to just acknowledge that this has been a really painful year and that, 270,000 and climbing people have died in our country from COVID-19. And we may not be able to celebrate Christmas with our extended family in the same way. So even though the Christmas season is often marked with expressions of excitement and joy, we want to recognize that for many, this season evokes pain and grief, and we need time and space to acknowledge that sadness and lament and hold space for healing and hope. So we're going to gather via Zoom on December the 18th for a Blue Christmas service.
Okay,
well.
Wow, that's good to know. That is a new tradition that is called for in 2020. And it strikes me, Pastor McIntyre, that even the Christmas Eve 5 p.m., you know, no matter how cold service, it could be interfaith. Imam Hamoudi, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe there are any major Muslim holidays during this time. But what does, for your community, what do the holidays tend to look like with the Islamic Center?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned that. At this time, we really do not have any religious occasion, you know, to celebrate.
Yeah.
Because our services go according to the lunar calendar. So this coming year, it will be in April, in the mid-April, mid-May, in fact. Mid-April, it will be the fasting month starts, and we will celebrate the end of the fasting by mid-May, and then 2 months later, by almost the second half of July, we celebrate another day. Or a few days. So we have two occasions to celebrate our religious holidays, and both of them are connected to our obedience to the Almighty, the Creator. So we do not have anything at this time, but I decided, since you invited me, to join along, and I look forward to meet the rabbi and the pastor. Probably we met with the pastor before, but the rabbi I have not I look forward to. But usually for my family, we have the kids around this time because of the Christmas holiday.
Yes.
Well, this year probably we will not have any of them.
Yes.
Because of the travel.
Right.
You know, corona.
Yeah. So this year, even.
Difficulty.
Yeah, that's a shame. This year, even, you know, even that part of the holiday season is something that we're all having to kind of rethink, isn't it? And Imam Hammoudi, you joined us for Ramadan last time, so we got a little bit of an insight into what the spring looks like for the Islamic community. And, you know, while there aren't any major religious holidays, I'm really glad you're part of this discussion. Rabbi Cohen is being introduced to everyone in this discussion, so that's great. And I think there are a lot about rituals and connections, Imam Hammoudi, that we want to hear from you from the Islamic perspective anyway during this hour. So thank you so much for being here. And Rabbi Cohen, let's hear from you. We've just got a minute before we have to go to a break, so then we'll continue it after the break. But can you just give us a quick intro to what usually might be happen with Congregation Beth Shalom that might look different this year?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have to say I got a text from one of my congregants apologizing that I hadn't been told about this custom we have. And you know, we can talk about this after the show. But normally our major Hanukkah celebration is a big blowout here at the synagogue. A significant number of the membership comes and, you know, they sing, we sing, we dance, we eat, do all those kinds of things that we do on Hanukkah. And hold a small raffle to raise a couple of dollars for the synagogue. This year, of course, that's not on the table. So we've come up with what I think is a kind of adequate substitute, which I'll be happy to talk about after the break.
That sounds perfect. We'll pick up there when we come back. We are on the check-in. You're checking in with us. Thanks so much for being with us. We're going to take a break for just a few minutes, a break. But during this break, let us know what traditions and rituals you usually look forward to, how that might be different. Are you, like Pastor McIntyre says, planning a no matter how cold get together for the holidays, or looking for substitutes? We are talking with interfaith leaders. We're talking with you. Let us know. Call us during the break, 573-882-4991. That's 573-882-4991. And you can join our discussion. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to The Check-In. I'm Janet Saidi. The holiday season is here, and it's the time of year that we most want to be surrounded, probably, by our loved ones. But during a pandemic, and like everything with 2020, that looks different this year. It might not be possible. Let us know how you're getting around this. What are your plans? What are the traditions you are looking forward to missing? How are you working around it and finding other traditions? You can let us know, 573-882-4991. That's 573-882-4991. Or you can tweet us at check-in_KBIA. We are joined on the check-in today by a small interfaith panel for today's show. They are experts at advising people on how to connect with each other and with rituals and traditions that sustain us. So we're looking for inspiration, we're looking for ideas, and we're getting a glimpse of three faith communities and what's ahead during this holiday season. We've got Imam Shakir Hammoudi from the Islamic Center of Central Missouri with us. We have Pastor Carol McIntyre from First Baptist Church, Columbia. And we have Rabbi Philip Cohen from Congregation Beth Shalom, newly arrived. So Rabbi Cohen is getting to know everybody on the air today. Rabbi Cohen, you were just talking about a fantastic Congregation Beth Shalom ritual, singing, dancing, eating, and a raffle. It sounds amazing that you're saying you're having to do workarounds this year. What is that looking like for the CBS community this year?
Well, we cooked up a program. We call it Hanukkah Palooza. Hanukkah is an eight-day holiday. And just as a quick addition, you know, the Jewish calendar is a modified lunar calendar. So if people who are not Jewish observe the advent of Jewish holidays, they might note that these holidays don't exactly occur at the same time every year. They shift back and forth. Since it's not a lunar calendar, it doesn't shift as drastically as in the Muslim calendar, but still it shifts.
Okay.
But for each eight nights, for each night, we've got a candle lighting. We light an eight with menorah, a candle, candelabra, we call a menorah or Chanukiah. And so each night we've got different families who are going to zoom in with whoever wishes to join them and light the candles. And then after that, each night we've got a program, some longer, some shorter. We've got a play, we've got a concert, a couple nights of storytelling. Friday night is our Shabbat, our Sabbath, so we'll do a special service that night. And so each of these nights is going to have a program, and hopefully people will avail themselves of it. And you know, we can celebrate as we celebrate. You know, we had to, like every other synagogue in America, we had to do the High Holy Days back in September virtually, and it worked out okay. And I hope that people will come and celebrate with us in this modified way.
That's great. That sounds amazing. Let me ask a general question of each of you. Before we move on to sort of looking at these holiday traditions, and we want to keep talking about this over the next few minutes, but one aspect of 2020 has been just the challenges that we've had in connecting, and also loss has been a key aspect, unfortunately, of this year. So I want to just get from each of you, how much is your community impacted by illness and loss right now? And how are you handling this as faith leaders? How are you advising your congregants and your communities? And what is that looking like? And maybe you're even finding unique ways and creative ways of connecting. Imam Hammoudi, do you want to start with that?
Well, we have some illnesses around our community. Just like any other community, this is something that the whole area and the whole world, in fact, had been afflicted with. Mm-hmm. And we tried our best to counsel our congregation by, you know, just connecting that to our faith and the decree of the Creator. And try our best to reflect, to have an internal reflection on our obedience or disobedience to God, and what better we can do and discipline ourselves in the future, and to accept the decree of the Creator after, of course, we take all the precautions to avoid the illness and try to follow the remedy as described by the specialized people. Mm-hmm. So it is something that we have to go around and around and try to find ways to really comfort one another. Mm-hmm. It is something that that is unique in our, really, as long as I remember. Even during history, probably it is very rare occasions that the whole humanity had faced at the same time.
Yes,
it is unique, in fact, in history.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we try to inject our religion into this, into what's going on.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely unprecedented time. Pastor McIntyre, what is the First Baptist and community that you're dealing with? How much has loss been a part of what you've been dealing with, and how are people finding ways of connecting through it?
Yeah, so our community has lost one person to COVID, and we have had, you know, certainly some others who have been ill. I think just also in another sense, all of us have experienced loss in the sense of not being able to do things we had planned this year, mm-hmm. you know, like a vacation we were planning or something we were looking forward to. So we have, at different times throughout the pandemic, leaned into just the practice of lament, which is, you know, holding for God our pain and just acknowledging that this is a really hard time. And I have invited people to just, you know, mind the depths of that. We're not very good in our culture at leaning into pain. We tend to be a culture that really leans away from that. So I've just encouraged people to lean into that and just to acknowledge that this has been a really painful time and there's been a lot of loss, and to hold that before God. But alongside that, we've also tried to just emphasize the faithfulness of God, and that God, you know, has seen us through thus far, will see us through this as well. And interestingly, we've talked about a couple of times during the pandemic that our congregation was actually closed. We're old enough that we were actually closed for several months during the Spanish flu. And so it says that in our history. And so we've talked about, you know, we've been here before. It is unprecedented in a way, but we've also been here before. And we, you know, we made it through that, and we're going to get through this too. And so we've talked about that as well. You know, we have tried to encourage the congregation to really find ways to connect with one another, even though we can't do it in the way we typically do. We've been using Zoom a lot, as everyone has, but, you know, we've started a weekly Zoom at noon with the pastor on Wednesdays, where some of us gather online on Wednesdays. And it tends to be often people who are not working, so people who are at home. But I found it interesting that a couple of people have now said to me, I hope we can keep doing this, you know, when the pandemic is over, because it's been a point of joy and connection each week as we see each other. And, you know, of course, a lot of our small groups are also meeting online, and I've found it interesting that some of them have grown, and I think it's because there were maybe people who just needed that deeper connection, you know, with others more than they did before the pandemic. And so they were looking for that place to connect and be with people.
Yeah. That's incredible. So you will have a noontime check-in at First Baptist, just like we do here at KBIA on Thursday. You have it on Wednesday, the noontime check-in. Are you all connecting? By the way, our producers want to know, are you all connecting on social media at First Baptist, Pastor McIntyre?
Yes.
What is your handle? Yes, and we will tweet at you all.
Well, not on Twitter, but certainly on Facebook and on Instagram.
Okay.
Very active. And that's been interesting, too, because I think that, you know, everything has changed for everyone, the ways we connect. And certainly we've ramped up our social media presence. I mean, we were already on social media, you know, but we've certainly ramped it up. And, you know, I and some of the other pastors have been making, you know, videos that we put out talking about self-care. Or right now during Advent, one of our pastors is reading a Christmas book every single day, like a children's book. And one of our adults said yesterday, these are amazing. This is not only for kids, you know. So, yeah, we're certainly finding ways to connect on social media. And that's been wonderful, too.
Okay, so people can, anywhere, really can go on to see a children's story every day from First Baptist, read for kids?
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay, Rabbi Cohen, I'm sorry, we were having a really kind of joyful discussion about all of the workarounds that you all are doing with the holidays and the traditions, and I've brought it way down by just asking the really sad question, which is how you're all and your communities are dealing with loss. But I just know that I just wanted to get a sense of, you know, what that looks like from your perspective and what you're seeing. But also just how you're working around and how you are connecting and getting through that in these times. Rabbi Cohen, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, sure. So for one thing, I have to say something right at the beginning.
Yes.
I got here in July,
okay.
So we were already well into the pandemic, which meant that I'm meeting my congregants on Zoom back in the summer, or even into the fall when it was still warm enough where you might meet outside, a few of us socially distanced. But I've had to become acquainted with my congregation, and they with me, completely on Zoom and writing and so forth. Mm-hmm. So for example, we have a weekly bulletin that we send out, and I write a message on that every week, and hopefully people read it, and it covers a wealth of topics, and I'm not sure that's something that I would necessarily do on a weekly basis. It's like writing a bulletin message that would be once a month. I do it every week. And so that's a small way of communicating. That's at least one way out. But Zoom is the thing. And, you know, and what I'm finding is that people who might not ordinarily come to be in person for one reason or another avail themselves of the opportunity to meet on Zoom. And a couple of people who join us come from some distances. I mean, they're not even in the neighborhood. So that's you know, one of the, I guess, unintended consequences of having to meet this way. But I have to say, on the whole, and I don't think this is any different from any other community, I see a great deal of resilience and a certain amount of patience. The patience is enforced by necessity, I guess. But you know, we've like everybody else, either in our individual lives or as a religious community, you know, we've come to understand that this is the way we have to live until this pandemic subsides, and so we do. Through our services, through the classes I teach, through various meetings. Although I do have to say, just as an aside, last night I had a meeting with a group of parents, one of whom was a doctor. He called me from the hospital, and he was talking about how dire things are there. Mm. So even though it's not, we've had a few cases in the congregation and only one lingering that I'm aware of at the moment. Mm. But listening to this doctor talk about how things are at the hospital just brought the reality of it home. I mean, you read about it in the newspaper, you hear it on the radio, but it's here in Columbia. And so we're all just sort of having to, you know, sit back and deal with it and work with it as we can.
All right. Let me just remind our listeners, you're checking in with us on The Check-In. We're talking with three community interfaith leaders today about the holidays, the loss, but also the traditions and the rituals that we are experiencing with this unique holiday season ahead of us in 2020. Do you just want to get it over with, or are you looking to incorporate new traditions and rituals into your season? Let us know what you're thinking about the holidays this season. Maybe you're a member of the Congregation Beth Shalom or the Islamic Center community or First Baptist Church. We'd really love to hear from you on what you're thinking of some of these plans. We're also meeting relatively new Rabbi Philip Cohen to Congregation Beth Shalom here on The Check-In today, even though, as you say, Rabbi Cohen, we've been here since July. Kind of think of that, you haven't really met us yet and haven't really seen Columbia yet, because this is Columbia 2020. Let us know, listeners, what you're thinking, what the holidays look like ahead for you, what your plans are, what your workarounds are, what your feelings are just about the holidays. 573-882-4991. Again, that's 573-882-4991 to join the discussion, or you can tweet us at check_in_KBIA. You know, before we started talking about what's missing from the holiday season, you all were just talking about interesting, really fun stuff that you are trying to still incorporate with food, music, lights, congregating maybe outside. So I want to make sure before we go to our next break that I just have a chance to hear of any other things and any other creative workarounds that you want to talk about. I love the children's stories and the Zoom conversations that you're doing. Pastor McIntyre, are there any that you want to add thing that you're advising your faith community to do with their families to work around right now?
Yeah, so one thing that we've been emphasizing since the beginning of the pandemic is that this is kind of an opportunity to just grow your at-home personal faith, you know, that it's time to take it home, if you will, and create practices that you're going to do as an individual throughout this season. And so we try to do that during Advent as well, to give our congregation some tools to practice their faith at home. And so one of the things we did is that we went out and found an Advent devotional that we were going to use for this year that has daily scripture readings and poetry and art and some biblical commentary and some coloring sheets. I mean, it's actually this really lovely devotional. And instead of just like saying, okay, we're going to print a few, and if you want one, we can come by. You can come by and get one. We decided we want every member of the congregation, you know, every active member to have one of these, and so we printed one for everybody, and we had a drive-by day where people could come by and pick them up, and then we delivered them to the rest of the congregation because we wanted people to have this, you know. And then in addition, one of our pastors also put together for children and families these at-home devotional practices as well that families can do.
That's amazing. So Pastor McIntyre, like everything you're saying there about just creating things, printing things, and delivering things. These are things that we can still do wherever we are. So we're going to continue the conversation here on The Check-In with our interfaith leaders here in the community in Mid-Missouri. And we're talking about creative ways to connect during this holiday season. You know, we've been talking about this during the whole pandemic. What does it look like for the holidays? How are you working around? We will be back. If you want to call us, there's still a little bit of time to join this discussion, 573-882-4991. You can come into this discussion. We will be right back talking about what the holidays look like 2020 right after this. Hi, you're listening to The Check-In. I'm Janet Saidi. The holidays are here, ready or not. We're talking about the traditions that get us through this year in the best of years and how those traditions this year, the rituals of the season, are impacted for 2020. There's still time for you to join the conversation. We do have a caller or two. We will get to you all. If you want to join, we've got some time, 573-882-4991. That's 573-882-4991. Again, we're joined in this discussion by three interfaith leaders. We have Pastor Carol McIntyre from First Baptist Church. We have Rabbi Philip Cohen from Congregation Beth Shalom. And we have Imam Shakir Hamoudi from the Islamic Center of Central Missouri joining us to talk about how we're connecting, how we're getting by, and just what the holidays are looking like for us this year. So feel free to give us a call. Again, that's 573-882-4991 to join the discussion. And we're getting some calls in. We have Carol on the line joining us. Carol, welcome to The Check-In. Did you have a question or a comment for us?
I have a comment. First, I would like to thank Pastor McIntyre for thanking the Jewish community for providing wonderful goodies for Christmas. But that started because they unbelievably generously, I mean, talk about generous, provided us a place to hold our high holiday evening services, the large ones every year. And they even covered up things that were Christian. They made us comfortable. The young people think of the First Baptist Church as the place where these services were held. They were held there for a number of years, and she was so generous. She didn't even mention that.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Pastor McIntyre. I'm sorry we lost you for a minute there, and now you're back. Did you hear Carol's comment here about the cookie celebration and how wonderful she's finding that? Did you hear that, and do you have a response to that?
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Well, Carol,
I was talking about how you were being so generous and mentoring what the congregation did, but you never mentioned what you did, what your congregation did. You hosted us for years in your sanctuary for our big high holiday services. I cannot thank you enough.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for the comment, Carol. And, you know, Carol's bringing up a great comment about connecting across the lines of our faith and these interfaith celebrations, which I also find so fantastic. Carol and Rabbi Cohen, you may have some history on this, but Pastor McIntyre, do you want to tell us how that tradition started and what ways that you all already connect across faith lines?
Yeah, so in my understanding, I mean, this was like before I came, and I've been here, you know, for 8 years. But in my understanding, because Congregation Beth Shalom, you know, used our building for a number of years for their High Holy Days as kind of a thank you gift to us, they started, you know, bringing these treats on Christmas Eve. And even when their new building was built and they no longer needed our larger space, they just continued that gracious practice. And it's just, I can't tell you how much it means to my congregation, too, that even though, you know, it's been quite some time now that they haven't been meeting in our building, they continue this tradition of bringing us treats at 11 p.m. on Christmas Eve. I mean,
yes.
You know, so it's just, it's a lovely way to say, you know, we just appreciate each other and realize that, you know, we're part of the larger human family, you know.
Yeah, that's great. We're all part of the larger human family. That's such an incredible reminder for right now, especially considering just that the divisions of our culture are so incredibly apparent right now. I'm just listening to the news on NPR before we started the check-in. It's just very clear that at the highest levels of our culture, there's so much division. And so it's just wonderful to hear that there are places in our communities where those divisions are being overcome, where we just don't really give focus on those divisions. We focus on what we have in common and the greater human family. So that's just wonderful to hear. Carol, calling in, thanks so much for your call. Are you a member of Congregation Beth Shalom? And did you have anything else to add?
I don't have anything else to add because your conversation is much too interesting for me to take any more of your time.
Well, you added a lot to it, Carol. Happy holidays to you. And thanks so much for calling into us to the check-in. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Let me just remind listeners, I know you're enjoying listening, but if you like Carol, want to let us know what you're thinking, we do want to hear what you're thinking. 573-882-4991. Again, that's 573-882-4991. Especially if you're a member of the Islamic Center community, First Baptist Church, or Congregation Beth Shalom, or maybe you have other traditions, another faith community that's really important to you right now. How's that faith community looking? How are you connecting with people? We've just got a few more minutes of the show, but we have time to let you in, to let us know if you found creative ways to connect. Have you been involved in any of these interfaith community gatherings that we're talking about, which are awesome? Are you doing, like Pastor McIntyre said, just no matter how cold, outside get-togethers right now? And are you planning some of those for the holidays? Let us know. 573-882-4991. That's 573-882-4991. To join the discussion, we also have our producers watching Twitter. If you want to tweet us at check-in_KBIA, at check-in_KBIA. I wanted to ask you all, you know, our interfaith leaders about these divisions specifically. And so it was perfect in a way that Carol, our caller, brought that up. You know, these are incredibly divisive times. Are you finding in your faith community, interfaith, or maybe even non-faith community members joining you? How are you encouraging your communities to connect with each other and to connect with the larger communities right now? Imam Hammoudi, what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, with this corona virus that's going on, it has been very tough to really make that connection with the outside.
Yes.
But, I mean, we used to have wonderful relationship, and hopefully it will continue after this. Maybe I'm probably thinking about during the month of fasting in Ramadan, we had a dinner, and that's a tradition every year, a dinner every night. We have a very diverse community, and the dinner would come from all over the world, you know, whether it is Bosnian, Middle Eastern, Turkish, whatever, you know, and the kids in the college are invited. In fact, it was open to everybody to join.
Yeah.
It was not very announced, but
yeah,
we do not turn anybody, and in particular the student, the college students, you know, used to come with their Muslim friends. So that is that's very, really created a very strong bond. But talking about this crisis that we are in, we're emphasizing the within the family bonds, that how people within the same family experience this closeness, exercising patience, praying together, maybe raising children, appreciating the mother's role, for example, and her patience, and doing that, and strengthening the bond between husband and wife, and you know, all these meanings. I think this virus has compelled us to explore these positive outcomes and positive aspects of being, you know, confined in a closer space within the house.
Yes.
So that probably would not have happened without this crisis. So God has his own wisdom to probably shake us up to our conscience, and, you know, rather than going all the way too far in the materialistic life, God will probably tell us through his own way, you know, how to really value our existence, our lives, our relationship, and how to make use of this crisis and turn it into a positive experience as much as we can.
Thank you for those words, Imam Hammoudi. I really appreciate that. And, you know, God in his wisdom might just be shaking us up. That's a very different way of looking at this. And that's why we so appreciate having you here and listening to your perspective. And Rabbi Cohen, it's just so interesting that you have gotten to know your congregation, Beth Shalom community, and our Columbia community and Missouri community during this pandemic. What are you seeing when it comes to the divisions of the world and our culture that we're in and that are all around us? Are you finding ways of your community, in your community, to connect with each other and to the outside world?
Well, I want to focus on a couple of things, but I want to start by mentioning that we're located on a piece of property that used to be a farm.
Yeah.
And in a sense, it still is a farm, because we have a partnership of some long standing now with the Newman Center on campus, the Catholic Center.
Mm-hmm.
We grow a garden every year, huge garden. Mm-hmm. And this year they had a bumper crop harvest of about, if I recall correctly, I hope I'm getting this right, about 1 ton of fruits and vegetables, which we then give away to places to institutions that need it. That's pretty impressive. It's impressive to see the garden. It's impressive to see the people working in it together. And of course, it's absolute, you know, cooperation.
Yes.
At the onset of the high holidays this year, I organized a four or five person panel of clergy, that different clergy, an interfaith panel, and we addressed the topic of forgiveness, what each tradition taught about forgiveness. And I hope to do something like that again in the not too distant future. And now I have two new colleagues I can tap possibly to participate in this. You know, you mentioned this Christmas Eve custom, and just in general, our community, I think, is wide open to working with the interfaith community. It's in the nature of our liberal Jewish orientation, and it's in the nature of the fact that we're a relatively small community of about 140 members, that we sort of need the outside community, and hopefully the outside community needs what we as a Jewish tradition, as a Jewish congregation, have to offer. So it's there are these ongoing issues, ongoing things rather, these ongoing projects that we could certainly work on. But you know, we're really engaged in that. And as for the larger question, that's a whole other program. I'm not going to address that now.
Well, okay. We would love to continue these kinds of interfaith discussions. And yes, we should do an entire program just on divisions in our culture and how we meet each other across divides and how our faith community and non-faith community, whatever you're identifying in, can help with that. And, you know, Rabbi Cohen, I've never heard of that garden. what an amazing thing. That's really cool and just incredible to know about. And that's a whole other discussion, too. Let me just remind our listeners, we've only got about 5 more minutes of the check-in here. But if you want to let us know your plans for the holiday, your workarounds for the holiday, and what faith group you're in and how maybe you're connecting to your church, synagogue, mosque, your place of worship, let us know, 573-882-4991. We've just got a few minutes. We can work your call in, 573-882-4991. Pastor McIntyre, I haven't heard from you yet on this larger question, though, that Rabbi Cohen has suggested that we do a whole other conversation on. I think that's true. Do you want to briefly, though, try to give a thought on what you're seeing in your community that maybe is different than the cultural divisions that we see and hear about on the news?
Yes, I think that certainly, you know, in my sermons over the last few months addressed, you know, the divisions that we see in our culture. And I think what I see in my community is sorrow about it, really. I can't tell you how many people in my congregation have talked to me about just their deep grief about how divided our culture is. But I try to just remind them, you know, on the one hand, that is true. It does seem like we are pretty polarized and divided. But on the other hand, it's just not always that simple either, you know. And I think, you know, this is a topic for another program, but just, you know, for example, I mean, Florida, a state that voted for Donald Trump, also voted to increase the minimum wage. You wouldn't think those two things would go together. Mm-hmm. You know, our country is really a purple country. Mm-hmm. Not a red and blue country. And I just try to point out that it's just this division is exacerbated, you know, when we just look at the division. But I try to point people to the good, the goodness in creation, you know, the goodness that I believe God has planted in all the world, and just to have them look for that good. And even in the people that they disagree with, to have them really look for the good. So that's some of what we've been talking about.
So look for the good. Pastor McIntyre, thank you so much for that reminder. And I have to say, you know, you all three as faith leaders do in the community, I don't want to equate what we do on the check-in with what you all do, because what you all do is at a higher level, I will say. But we all believe that we agree more than we think we do. You know, this is something that we talk about on the check-in, that America is more purple. We really live by that. I think as journalists and as talk show producers, it's about connecting. And so that's why I think we find these perspectives from you really exciting, because I do think that we all agree more than we think we do, and we just need to be reminded of it all the time. And it sounds like that's something that you all are doing in your roles and that you're seeing as well. You know, we only have a minute left, which is impossible, but can I give each of you just 10 seconds or so to leave us with a final word, what you're advising your community members and what you advise our listeners to keep in mind as we go forward into the holiday season? Rabbi Cohen, do you want to start?
Sure. Hanukkah, like Christmas, is a festival. The festival that celebrates light. Hanukkah is called the Festival of Lights. One of its names is the Festival of Lights. So, yeah. You know, I would advise everybody to look beyond the difficulties of the moment and find the light. Find the light that's in the cracks of things. I'm using a Leonard Cohen song. Find the light. Find the light that emerges from the cracks, because it's there. It's there. Find the goodness and celebrate that. And life will be a little brighter.
That's wonderful. We're all going to go look for that Leonard Cohen song now and listen to it. Imam Hamoudi, final
word? The song is called Anthem.
Anthem.
The song
okay.
is called
yes.
Anthem.
Yeah, all right. Imam Hamoudi?
I would say my really humble advice to everybody is to keep reflecting at our role in the community. Try to be more accommodating to others, celebrate diversity, be more respectful to whatever the other side is or is not, and hope for a better tomorrow. And all signs are really indicating to a better tomorrow.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Pastor McIntyre, do you have a final quick word for us?
I do. So Advent is the season and waiting and preparation for the birth of Christ. And, you know, that theme of waiting seems really prevalent right now, waiting for this to pass, waiting. But I would say, as I said earlier, in the midst of the waiting, do look for the good. I found it really interesting that at least in my neighborhood, it seemed like people put their holiday lights up even earlier this year.
Yes.
And I think it was just that sign of looking for the hope, the good, and just trying to reflect that back to the world. And I found that to be just lovely.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I want to thank our guests. You've been amazing, and we so appreciate your time right now coming with us on the check-in, Pastor Carol McIntyre from First Baptist Church, Imam Shakir Hamoudi from Islamic Center of Central Missouri, and Rabbi Philip Cohen, welcome to Columbia, from Congregation Beth Shalom. That's all we have time for today's show. Thanks for joining us on the check-in. We'll be back next week, and we're all going to go listen to that Leonard Cohen song now. Have a great week.